This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to overview, first of all, some of the news that affects the small family farmer. As you know, hopefully you've been listening, although there are a number of new stations this week carrying this program for the first time. Welcome. Mostly in the Texas Panhandle, I see people involved there and up in Minnesota. Thank you very much for your attention to the matters at hand, which really much a part of American democracy as voting is understanding what goes on the American family farm, as far as I'm concerned. So every week we take a stab at getting people on the air who have successful farm operations to give you some inspiration and ideas on how to keep your farm successful. I have my comments, but I also start with the news. And one of the things that has been on all of our minds, no matter what we do, has been COVID-19 and prevention efforts by farmers around the country. There was a survey that came out this week from Cornell University suggesting 70% of the respondent farms indicated they were doing what they call, quote-unquote, a lot with respect to hand sanitation on the farm, providing face coverings for people who come to the farm and who are working on the farm. About 60-some-odd percent of farms indicated they did a lot of training for their employees about the virus, and they place signs in the workplace. I'm looking at about 77% of farms taking action on hand washing and providing face coverings for people who are there, training people on distancing. Because a lot of the people that are working on farms, remember, are not speaking English. The medium-sized farms that require small farms even have a lot of help that come from some of the Central and South American countries. So they don't speak English as a first language. So they had to be taught a lot about prevention, about planning, about preparation. 84% of the farms in this survey that had more than two employees indicated that there was at least some effort focused on developing a written business safety plans. And so that was very interesting, I thought, anyway. And then there was some issue about 55% of the respondents said that they were good at implementing it. So I thought that was that was also pretty interesting. The report this week on the massive farmer bailout, as people continue to rehash what's happened during the Trump years, now that we're out of the Trump years and into the Biden, it would be interesting to see how the family farmer fares. You can be sure I'll be watching that carefully, as I have watched Trump carefully. And we've moaned and groaned here about the Department of Agriculture distributing billions of dollars in aid to farmers across the country, mostly through the Market Facilitation Program. The bailout didn't do much for the drop in business that farmers experienced because the money went to the wrong place. Pretty much that's the bottom line. There's also a lot of concern about the trade war with China and how that's affected the farmer. That's mostly affected the big agribusinesses, though, more. Changing NAFTA and the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, the things that were tied to that in terms of trade did affect. I think one person who was overviewing it said the administration, basically Sonny Perdue, sort of shot first and thought about it later. But there's no question that a lot of the cronies were rewarded handsomely for being just that, cronies. And the farmer takes it in the shorts once again. Now, other news this week, reports that the Gates Foundation is buying lots of agricultural land in places like Florida and Washington. $121 billion is what Bill Gates' net worth is. And apparently he's spent a lot of his money in 14, 15 different states buying a lot of farmland. Biggest holdings are in Louisiana, where he owns 69,000 acres of farmland. Arkansas, 47,000 acres of farmland. Nebraska, 20,000 acres of farmland. He has, on the west side of Phoenix, bought 25,750 acres of land. And basically what's happening there is there's a new suburb. Gates and his company building a new suburb, a new town, a new community. I don't know that that's what they're doing with some of this other farmland, but this is really something to watch. And one wonders if there should be some curb on whether you can buy all this land up. You know, we've talked a lot about it here, how some of the land is being bought up by few people. More and more of the big conglomerates are buying up a lot of land, the old farmland that we needed to run our farms, being leased back in some circumstances, used for other things. The Gates Foundation this year is going to spend $300 million to promote high-yield sustainable agriculture in Africa and Asia. So is that what they're doing here is the question. It's not entirely clear how the farmland is being used, at least not at this report. Anyway, there are a lot of other wealthy people who are buying up a lot of land around the country. I'm looking at some of the other people. Ted Turner, for example, is number three on the list, 2 million acres of land that he has across eight states. Number two on the land ownership is a guy named John Malone, who owns Liberty Media, which owns Sirius XM, iHeartRadio, and all of those media companies. Now, the last thing on my mind sort of relates to the first two stories here, COVID and farmers and what's going on. Because of the lack of money, the COVID depletion of resources, farmers' mental health has taken a dump. Basically, that's the story from the American Farm Bureau Association. They did a survey of their farmers, and basically a strong majority of them say that COVID has impacted their mental health, and more than half say they are personally experiencing more mental health challenges than they were even a year ago. The survey of people on farms in rural America was basically an exploration of how the pandemic has affected mental health personally and in their communities, as well as how attributes and experiences around mental health have changed. You know, the farmers have really a tough time. And it's so obscene. Why shouldn't the farmers be among the best paid? After all, without them, we don't have good food. And we all know we don't really have good food. So don't we want to encourage people to get into farming, make a decent living at it? Some of the other findings of this poll, 2 in 3 farmers say that the pandemic has impacted their mental health. Rural adults were split on COVID's impact. Half of rural adults say that the pandemic has impacted their mental health, at least 44% saying that mental health issues are not prominent, but some of the younger rural adults are more likely than the older ones to have had impact in terms of mental health. At any rate, I think it's interesting and actually important to get an overview, because COVID is on the minds of everybody, and why shouldn't it be on the minds of farmers and the people who are, you know, the farmers, the farm workers, the locavores who are using our product. All of those people should be concerned about coming and going on the farm and how healthy it may be. Hopefully we're going to have a lot better luck this year than we did last year, and we can see some more expansion, healthy expansion, for the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The American Family Farmer continuing now. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in Pete Scott, who has a very interesting story to tell. A lot of social media attention to him and what he's doing. His website is fieldsforvalor.org, which might give us a clue as to what Pete's priorities are. The worst thing an interviewer can do is tell the story. Because this is not my story to tell. This is your story to tell, Pete. You're a veteran. I'm going to start off with that, right? I can easily figure that you're a veteran. What are Fields for Valor, and how does it enter into the world of farming and growing things and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I absolutely don't mind people telling my story for me. I kind of like it.
Well, we'll tell it with you and for you. How's that?
That sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, thanks for having me. My name's Pete Scott. I run a farm called Fields for Valor Farms. And we specifically grow vegetables to give them away, an intentional nonprofit farm. And so our goal is to... It's a free CSA model, so we grow mixed vegetables, eggs, honey, and other farm products and deliver it on a weekly basis to veteran families in need in the D.C. metro area.
So if you don't charge them, how do you do this? Is this your full-time job, or is it an avocation for you? How do you make this work? Because somebody's got to pay.
Yeah, that's a long story, and this is kind of the first year. We had a great year. The first year it wasn't me paying for it solely. So I'm a disabled vet, and I sort of got into farming and beekeeping and gardening through my journey after the service.
So tell us about your service, then. That's important. Tell us about your service experience.
Yeah, so I went in 99 and got out in 2010. And I was in the Army the whole time. I served as a counterintelligence agent and, you know, deployed to the Balkans peacekeeping when that was a thing. And then went to school for Arabic and spent spent pretty much.
All right, hold on a second. We have to pause for a moment. I want to pick up on that. When we continue, I don't know too many farmers who speak Arabic, that's for sure. Pete Scott from Fields for Valor. If you go to fieldsforvalor.org, you can see a lot of the story there. Very instructive. I'm Doug Steffen.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the farm.
Moving back into our focus on this farm that Pete Scott has put together for veterans and their families, that sort of thing. So you said, I think I heard you say sort of under your breath that you weren't paying for it anymore. We are to assume that you took on this job. You've been in the service. So you've got, what, 11 years and you're an expert in Arabic. I guess I would be interested to know, did you get trained in Arabic so that you could be sent to those particular theaters?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the purpose, was to get expertise on the areas that we were prosecuting the war. So yeah, I was in it. You know, mm-hmm. It was wartime, and you know, one of many doing our thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Do you have a farm background? Are you a farm kid?
No, I am not. You know, my grandparents had a couple horses and some chickens, right. But I didn't grow up doing this. So, we started just kind of me deciding going from backyard garden to a bigger backyard garden. And now, for a couple of years now, we've been leasing a small farmette in Brandywine, Maryland. And we have about 4 tillable acres, and we've got about 1 full acre of that in production. And trying to work to get it all built out.
All right. So under that circumstance, the number of people you can serve, i.e. the veterans, amounts to what? How many veterans do you think you served last year, or do you know you served?
Yeah, I know we served, it ebbed and flowed, but on average 25 families a week. And that ranged from vets being taken off the street and living in homeless, like a group homeless shelter home, to, you know, Vietnam vets who got in trouble when the housing market crashed and lost their home and are just trying to struggle to get back on their feet in their 60s and 70s.
Good heavens.
To you know, recent exit recent folks who have separated from service are trying to go to college and afford rent and pay for themselves to eat. So, you know, there's a lot of need out there in the veteran community.
Yeah, I would expect there is. We have all this conversation about veterans, and all the politicians love to pay lip service, and then they don't do anything. The state of veterans affairs, veterans hospitals, veterans care is obnoxious as far as I'm concerned. This is one other area where I don't know that anybody's thought about this. Do you know anybody else who's got your background that's doing something like this anywhere else in the country?
You know, there's some similar things going on around the country, and, you know, we're all sort of young organizations, but there's Veterans Healing Farm down in North Carolina, Growing Veterans out in Washington, and I keep finding more every year. It'd be nice if somebody put us all together in a room to try to figure things out.
Yeah, right. These days you can set up a Zoom meeting of the bunch of you to do all of this sort of thing. So who do you employ? Who works with you?
So I have one veteran. When we moved up to the farm in Brandywine, the property has a house. But my wife, fortunately, has a living, and we have a different house. So I actually found a veteran who was evicted the day she moved in to the farm because she couldn't afford rent. Right. She's been with us 3 years.
Yeah.
And we finally managed to get some support from a group called Wounded Warriors. Program.
Right. All right, hold on a second. We've got a lot of things to talk about here. Great story from Pete Scott, who runs Fields for Valor, fieldsforvalor.org. And if you are interested in connecting with him on social media, at Fields for Valor Farms, it's Fields with a number 4, Valor Farms. Doug Steffen here, continuing in a matter of moments.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start Program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owe the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owe.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations. Only prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. And I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A new forecast says the death toll from COVID-19 will only get worse through the spring. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Chu speaking there on NBC's Today Show. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Washington Capitals were hit with a $100,000 fine Wednesday for several players violating the NHL's COVID-19 protocols. Three-time MVP Alexander Ovechkin was one of the four players added to the team's COVID list after gathering in a hotel room and outside of approved team areas. The Carolina Hurricanes also had their facilities closed after five players were placed on the COVID list. The league has called off Carolina's games until at least Saturday and is reviewing and revising the hurricane schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer, a rather unique take on how a farmer and a farmer successfully helping a particular segment of society that certainly needs our help and attention. I have Pete Scott, who's here from Fields for Valor, which is in Maryland. You've got a couple of acres there. So then how do you you grow the fruit? A lot of people that are doing what you're doing have CSAs. You're delivering things, right? All of the products that you're, yeah. How do you decide what you want to grow? Fruits, veggies, whatever? How are you deciding what's good?
We grow pretty plain Jane stuff. You know, we grow what an average American family would pick up in the produce section on a weekly basis. So, you know, tomatoes, lettuce, cucumbers, peppers. So probably about 40 varieties, including herbs. But nothing too fancy.
Right. Yeah.
Just because, you know, with the population we're serving, you know, they don't have a lot of resources. So it's right. Things that need to go easily into meals. So we try to grow it together. You know, I went to culinary school. So
did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when we put the crop plan together, we tried to make sure we grow stuff that goes together so that when we deliver it, it easily translates into a home-cooked meal.
But you don't cook the meals and prepare them. You just prepare the raw material.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we're not yeah, that's not the population we're trying to serve.
No.
You know, there's for people going in and out of homelessness and, you know, housing insecurity, food insecurity, there's sort of this gray area of people on the way down or on the way up. And that's really our target, to either stop those from falling all the way down with, you know, 100 plus weekly dollars of food budget for them, mm-hmm. or help the people on their way up so they can have good health, maybe save a little more, afford gas to get to a job.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of basic stuff.
All right. So speaking of basic stuff, one of the things that is a focus in a circumstance like this is sustainability. And that word takes on a lot of murky meaning. It's a government buzzword as far as I'm concerned. But there is something.
Buzzword.
Yeah, right. You need to have money to run this operation. So you need to have that as far as sustainability is concerned. But you also need good soil. And I wonder what you've learned as a sort of beginning farmer. What do you put in the land and on the land?
Yeah, so we do organic practices. We're not certified because we're not selling. Right. And we also do regenerative practices. And we run on the sort of JM Fortier 30-inch bed BCS tractor, try to use cover crops and natural amendments. We just got 70 chickens last year.
So that's great for the soil. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a nice fertility factory for us.
Yeah.
And that's already in the works.
The nitrogen there, if you can find, I used to make a witch's brew on my farm. I'm into composting now. And composting, you might be able to do it there, although it requires a vehicle or two and some attention almost every day. But we've taken lawn and garden scraps and leaves and that kind of stuff and mix them now with food. And it's making quite an interesting compost reality. It makes it the food, the compost turns over faster because of what the food attracts different kinds of bugs and bacteria and breaks it down pretty quickly. But I used to use a witch's brew of horse manure, cow manure, pig manure, and chicken manure. And you can imagine how that smelled in the neighborhood.
Nice rainy day.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. Wind and rain. Everybody loved me on those days. In your case, I would think that would be what was the land like? You said it was a little old farm. How long had it been since it was used?
We have cleared poison ivy out of the fields. Some people had some garden patches on it, but mostly it was old horse paddock that hadn't been used in, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of the space we have right now, we've been rotating cover crop through just to build back fertility and structure so that we can use it.
You know, I'm looking at some pictures on your website. Yeah, the website is fieldsforvalor.org. Looks like you got a lot more land there than what you're saying, but pictures can be deceiving sometimes.
So the tillable acreage or the arable acreage that we could actually get row crops in is really, really maybe a little less than 4 acres, but it's a 7-acre property total. So there's woodline, there's marginal space that we can do, you know, herbs and other tree crops, fruit crops, that we're working towards. You know, I think the dream would be to turn us into a full diet CSA, and sort of do the small farm, closed loop as much as we can, minimum inputs, and just sort of, you know, we work on a permaculture path. So
do you have anybody in dairy that's helping you that adds to the value of this? You got produce here, but what about dairy?
No, we haven't had any dairy supporters come through. You know, dairy is a hard industry. You know, I worked as a cheesemaker on a raw milk creamery in Ohio for a while.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, we're already a nonprofit intentionally.
Yeah. And so, right. You make it more of a nonprofit if you get into that. Well, that's the problem you see with daring, and that's a problem with American attitudes or people's lack of knowledge. I was going to say ignorance, but I thought I'd say it nicer. Lack of knowledge about what it takes. I'm in the dairy. I've been around cows all my life. My farm focuses on animals and not on produce, because I got a guy up the street who's my friend who grows all the produce, and we don't compete with each other. But, you know, I'm looking at the facilities you have here, the hooped greenhouses, and it looks just like his joint up the street. How many of us, I'm actually going to build some greenhouses this year on the farm. I think they're very handy to have for lots of different reasons, which I ought to talk about. I want to know about buildings and stuff and what works best for you as we continue to give people help and ideas. Pete Scott from Fields for Valor here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your body, your body's air filter. Yep, it's also known as your nose. Easy to use because you got to breathe through it every, 4 or 5 seconds. You take a breath, you probably don't even think about it. But are you thinking about what's in your nose? The dangerous germs and allergens and viruses, all the things that are in there. You know, most of the bad stuff gets into your body comes through your nose or your eyes. So may I call your attention to the Navage Nasal Care System. Navage operates with only a salt pad, these capsules that make it all natural, creates a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. And you won't even feel it. It's in one side and out the other, literally, and all the gunk goes out with it before you know it. This is certified by the Food and Drug Administration as something that really works. Nasal irrigation works, bottom line. Your nose is your body's air filter, so do your best. Make it the first line of your defense against all the stuff that we know we want to stay away from. All the things that come into your body through your nose. Let's clean them out every day with nasal irrigation, courtesy of Navage Nasal Care. Go online, find out how this works and how you can order it. Navage at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. N24-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Back to our friend Pete Scott. I do feel you're a very friendly guy, and it's cool to be able to kind of match up with you as somebody. Yeah. Most of us who are farmers, I think what happens in the farming community is different than what happens, you know, in the rest of the world, for whatever the reason. We all, don't you think? I mean, really, true. You get to meet people who are farmers, no matter what their age, no matter where they are. Don't you feel a kinship almost immediately with them?
Yeah, absolutely, and everybody helps, no matter what their beliefs are, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So in terms of your support, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes because that's one of the reasons that I wanted to help you out here so people know how to find you, get the ideas online for sure. But if you feel like if you're a veteran or you have veterans in your family and you want to support, this is something that could grow. I could see this taking place in many areas around the country where there's some spare land. What better way than helping to feed a lot of men and women who have helped us out? Some of them are in tough times because our government and our country turns their back on a lot of these people, unfortunately. So how does one donate to your cause? How do you keep this moving with help from the outside?
Yeah, absolutely. We can only do it with donations and the generosity of everybody around. So we have a donation page on our webpage, fieldsforvalor.org. And then you can find various fundraisers that we do throughout the year on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You'll be able to find us at Field for Valor Farms.
You know, one of the things that I want to underscore here, Pete, is that the sacrifices, especially for people like you who've gone into the theater of war, I'm not so concerned. I mean, I think it's great that people put on a uniform, but the people that we really should be touting, call heroes and take care of, are those veterans that have actually gone into the theaters of battle, theaters of war, into harm's way. And many of them, because of what happens, the mental strains, I was just talking about the mental strains earlier in the program on people in our country because of COVID, and that's taking a toll on farmers. But in this circumstance, you know, you look at the mental health of our whole country, and it's really very frustrating and it's distressing, frankly. But these people who have done what they do in order to help the cause, many of them need, they can't find jobs after they get out of the service, and certainly they can't feed themselves. They can't pay their bills. They can't buy, you know, things their children need to go to school, all of that stuff. So the basic need of getting food is a good place to start. And I don't want to belabor it because I say it all the time here. The best part of this for you, though, you said you had a wife. You have children?
Yeah, I got one little boy. He's 7. Already beekeeping and taking care of chickens.
Good. Okay. That's right. That's what I was hoping, that the kid's going to have an interest in the farm and understand what it's all about. So what you said, your wife had a role off farm as well as on the farm. That helps to sustain you. What is she a farm kid? What does she think of all this stuff?
No, she's a military brat. We actually met each other in Pakistan.
Really?
Yeah. Who knew, right?
Yeah, exactly.
12 years later, here we are. She works in the government.
Yeah.
So.
Well, everybody down that neck of the woods works for the government one way or another. I guess the thing to be thankful for, we only have a minute or so left, is that you have support from all corners. The biggest thing for you, and I'm saying this because one of the reasons you're here is for me to help you promote what you're doing, not only to give people ideas about what they can do. I think there's always waste or produce that doesn't, get used for whatever the reason. And people that run these farms like yours or people that run regular farms ought to think about donating it to needy veterans. That's what you got extra stuff. Give it to the veterans.
And where we are in Maryland, the state actually passed some tax benefits for farmers to get
help.
Tax
Good.
Relief on donating food. And we as a nonprofit, we can receive that.
Yep, that's good. Fieldsforvalor.org, that's the website. Go check it out. Pete Scott, congratulations to you. Keep the good work up. You've given us some great ideas and some help. Appreciate it. Take good care.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer with a reminder of our podcast that's prepared every week. There's new fresh material. The most recent American Family Farmer that you'll find at DougSteffen.com/American Family Farmer Show is a focus on where we go to start new farms. Where are the best states to go? Where are the worst states to go? We also have in this podcast a fascinating conversation with Jill Lynette Long Thompson, who is board chair of the Farm Credit Administration. She has written a book called The Character of American Democracy, Preserving Our Past, Protecting Our Future, with an eye toward farming and how essential it is for family farmers to be supported, how essential it is for our democracy. So you'll learn that. I think that was really, I was quite impressed with her and her story and with her attitude, something that more people in the public sector need to be tied to, if you know what I mean. All right, now I have my comment. The idea of buying my, I was thinking about this as we were talking to our guest this week about what he's doing with his food, how he's helping veterans. But what we're confronted with something that really is strange in this country, the waste of food, how much food we're giving, basically away or throwing away. And most of the restaurants that I've talked to would rather have a way to get rid of the farm, get rid of the produce that's beneficial. Most of the farmers and restaurateurs here are that I know in my neck of the woods are talking to each other, and most of the restaurants believe that they would like to purchase locally grown food. It benefits the community. It benefits the restaurant. They can brag about where the food came from. Don't you want to know that? When you go to a restaurant, other than a fast food joint, you know where that stuff comes from. You know, the square fish and the soy hamburgers and all that stuff. You know that that's garbage. But, you know, what amazes me is that those places are not, they're so set up that they don't even get the benefit of buying local lettuce and tomatoes, let's say, in season. How many times this winter, I had a friend tell me, I'm sorry, not winter, this past year, every time they go into McDonald's to order a hamburger and ask for a tomato, there was no tomato. They'd run out of tomatoes. And, you know, they're not, but they have them shipped in from God knows where. Why aren't you buying local? Why isn't anybody, even if you are running a fast food restaurant, you can still buy things locally instead of, you know, buying the tasteless lettuce and the tomatoes that are tasteless and have no value food-wise at all. Do you think about buying in your community? There's a new study that was done by the University of New Hampshire, in fact, focused on whether or not farmers are making it easy for restaurants to buy their product and vice versa. One of the great things that's coming out, I think, in talking to guys like this fellow Pete that we just had on, how much more aware some people are of the outreach that's necessary, using social media, going to the restaurants. Hey, I'm Fred, and I run the farm down the street, and I have these products. Wouldn't you like to use them in your salad or in your prep or in your food, asparagus, whatever it is? And every single one of them says, yeah, of course I want to do that. But you got to go to them first and let them know you're there. 44% of restaurants want to purchase food directly from farmers, whether they're local restaurants or whether they're, you know, part of a chain. So we have so many constraints that are placed on us by these fools in government that supposedly in the Board of Health are protecting, they're not protecting anybody. And it's time they woke up to the fact that we should be reaching out to restaurants. We should make it easy to do business with restaurants. And at the end of the day, when the restaurants or the farmers have extra food, they should easily be able to give it away, give it to people who need it, not throw it away, which is the requirement of many of these stooges that run these health departments. My God, think about how many restaurants are working to try to help other people if they have extra food left over. And the government says, no, you can't do that. I noticed that in this survey, 13% of restaurants already are purchasing from either local or regional farmers or cooperatives, which is another route. If you haven't, you know, maybe the strength is in numbers. So maybe if you don't have a local co-op and you got a number of produce or dairy people in your area, you put them all together and make it easier for people, local businesses, to do business with you. Food for thought. I just know that people want to buy from local farmers and local farms. You got to, you know, kind of put your heads together and make it happen. So that's my word to the wise. I hope it's sufficient. Doug Steffen here with lots of focus on good things here on this week's American Family Farmer. DougSteffen.com/American Family Farmer Show is where you get the podcasts.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.